Grace be unto you, peace, from God our Father and Heaven, Lord Jesus Christ. We will now continue these services, reading a text, a very familiar portion from the Sermon on the Mount sermon from Matthew 6, and the words are in Jesus' name. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray and stand in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet. When thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This portion of Matthew from the Sermon on the Mount. This sermon which Jesus spoke on the Mount. Around him were the disciples gathered, listening. And it is clearly said, and he was teaching of his to his disciples and children. Even Luke reminds us of those things, which is written in the Gospel of Luke. And Luke reminds, one disciple asked that, "Teach us, Jesus, teach us, Lord, as Johannes taught us how to pray." And he then taught the Lord's Prayer. In the Bible there are two prayers, of which we always hear at every sermon, and often at every services. The first is, here there is many students. How much is 4 times 8? 24. The prayer is in the fourth book of Genesis, of Moses, 2nd and 24th verse, which was given unto Moses and Aaron. The Lord's benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. This is the first one in the Bible. often many times when there are people turn unto God in panic and many different situations in their life. Do we live in this type of situation, this world, and different situations which have happened throughout history, which is reminds us how the Lutheran Church began when Luther was very critically and closely read of God's Word. And if somebody from their own good works as a monk would be the very first one to get unto heaven. That the rules in the provided are very, very strict. But there is one thing that is missing from them, and that is the awakening of unto repentance or the forgiveness of sins. And to turn unto God. God's word has been turned and twisted in many different situations. The people became rich. Luther was fighting against this kind of situation. Was raising the importance of the word of God. It is very closely said in the Bible that if you take one word out of God's words, then God would take the person's name out of the book of life. And as you know, of which language the Bible was written in the beginning of time, there are many, many marks and points and punctuations as there are in the Bible of the original language, that it would change completely the meaning of the word. But God's word is very closely, very exactly written through the gospel, has been no word can be taken out of God's word. And as we now look at the Bible, that we would at this time need a new Luther who would clean the word of God of those things which are spoken in God's name. God's word is written with the Holy Ghost that is open in the same by the same keys through the Holy Spirit. The gospel is not a position of words, but is a position of the Spirit, that through God's Holy Spirit is proclaimed the truth and the word. It is to teach us of God's word and provide us guidance in our life. And in this way, Jesus taught to pray, that we each remember in our own homes how our mothers and fathers each of you children would be able to say exactly what your evening prayer is at home. In the same way, these disciples asked, teach us to pray. What should we pray? How should we pray? And the beginning of this text is taught how prayer is in many different ways presented. In many different ways and proclaimed in public how many other in the synagogues and the hypocrites in the synagogues and the streets that they have glory of the men. That as you look how the Jews now preach and pray in today's time, they speak in the same way as it was in the time of Jesus. In this way, Jesus was teaching against this method and also instructing us. It is not that way. That it is not important how the prayer is presented publicly, but it can also be there in your temporal daily work at home to sigh unto God. That is a prayer unto God. The father might there on the tractor pray unto God to give the rain for the growth of the crops, and do as you see fit. We often fold our hands. The meaning of prayer does not mean that we need to have our hands folded or our hands on the steering wheel, but that we stop in our mind and think of what we're saying and praying, but that we can pray wherever we are, in whatever situation we are. But it's a sermon it's a request unto God. And Jesus says in this way that it is in this way that it's not important that it's a long prayer. That Jesus teaches the disciples as follows. The Lord's Prayer. Here we have this book of Luther that is given here in the confirmation school. Here in the beginning it is said, that as the father of the family would pray, let's pray as so. And this way it is unto the fathers to pray. It is important for the fathers to remember to pray. Then Luther, that there in those times there was a old houses that Luther was in. That there in the Luther's food or dining room was where Luther written many speeches and had many sermons and taught and studied and taught under to the local children and it was important for the Roman Book of the Romans was important for him. As Luther said, that is an important book unto us that would be good to learn by heart. But would there be anybody here who can recited by heart? I do not believe there is here at all one. But it would be, if there was, then they would have a really good memory, gift of memory. But here in the catechism you can read what Luther explains the Lord's Prayer. He starts with the word Father. We each know what the word Father means. It's an important word. It's an important word right along with mother, the word of mother. But we are talking unto the Father there in heaven. Only through the through faith can we that we are each a child of God. We are each a wonder with a miracle created by God. That God has blessed us each with our own families and our own life. And we know, as it is said there in the books of Psalms, even before we came into this world, God knew us. And as we we are God, a child of God. That as God has given to us the mother, the kingdom of God, through the Holy Spirit who can free us from sin. And we can, in this way, in complete confidence, turn unto God. And then it said, Jesus says, "Hallowed be thy name." And as Jesus says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." That for those that we pray in this way, so that we can be as an example unto those, or a light unto those from the outside of God's kingdom, of where God is. That we don't say God's word in vain. That is also taught in the commandments. That's not to use God's name in vain. And then next comes, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on in earth as it is in heaven." God's kingdom, as is taught in Book of Romans, is not a drink or food, but is in the spirit, in the righteousness and spirit. That those that were against Jesus asked, "Where is God's kingdom and when does it come?" He said, God's kingdom isn't a visible kingdom. There are not borders as the countries of the world, like the Finnish borders are clearly marked. But Jesus says that God's kingdom is not such that you can see it, but it is in your midst. here in the midst of the people of the world is God's kingdom in between each of the children of God, spread by the gospel. For this time and the people in this world, in their own self-righteousness, cannot understand. And we have in this time experienced. It's always been this way. Those that have been against God's kingdom. That it will be that this time will end, that these trials will end when we make it into heaven. Each of us is precious. And even today we have heard and been able to hear a lot about how good God's kingdom is and been able to be joyful for this. That God has taken care of us through the gospel and based on the gospel, the teachings and guidance, guiding us in our journey of faith here in the kingdom of God. And Luther kept it very important, the kingdom of God. This kingdom of God is here where it's spoken and preached, the gospel, in the Gospel of Matthew, many places, many tens of places there's spoken of the kingdom of God, and many of the parables of Jesus there are taught of the kingdom of God, like the treasure hidden in the field, or as the seed of a mustard tree, very small but spreads as it grows to an unbelievable side. And as Jesus sent the children to speak of the gospel, he gave them the text to preach of. The texts were not from they are not such a that choose your check. But it was he instructed that as you go into cities, say, God's kingdom has come near. Make repentance and believe your sins forgiven. That those that have heard of in this world that have not heard of the gospel, hear of the lovely message of any sinful person that would like to be lifted up onto the way of light and to be given the possibility and promise of everlasting life through the forgiveness of sins. But how often in this time do the persons of the world hear the word of God as a message of anger? And Jesus then, in the last gathering around the lake, of those that you forgive, sins you forgive, are forgiven. This is a very, very large bridge from death to life, of when a sinful person is able to hear their sins forgiven and forgiven through the gospel, that the angels of heaven want to hear this word and hear this proclamation. And then it hears next in the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We know in this time that we have seen, and we know here, as has happened in our own country, that God has blessed and protected and guided this country. We would not be able to keep these services if God has not protected this country. And as we think how God been able to, that God would be able to protect and guide this type of sinful and poor congregation. He protects it for that reason, that his children will be able to gather together around his word. And we know that even this sermon that can be heard clearly wherever in the world through the real time, that the end of the world will not come until every person who has been is intended to be called in God's kingdom has been called. So Jesus has said, and God has promised, and many children of God speak here in these services, through at the services over the internet, some throughout the world, that receive strength and receive strength to believe and are strengthened in their faith. And we remember those there throughout the internet or radio from Raciato services are remembering you. It's a very great happening. And so happens here on and give us this day our daily bread. God has given unto us without our own prayers. He gives us our daily bread. He gives unto everybody. Even unto the bad, he gives the daily bread. Here it is taught to be humbly to thank for that which we have received. To thank every day for this daily bread. How important it would be to be able to see these blessings which God has given unto us. How important it would be to hear that we'd be able to, that we also would remember to bless the word which these blessings which we are given. That God would bless us in this temporal time. That we would have the strength to journey. That as Luther expresses, all that which we are, that is given, what belongs to this daily bread is everything which we need, all that we need for our temporal body, our neighbors, our house. All this belongs to the daily bread. Even good weather, health, and all that, etc. Long list of which Luther has explains belongs to the daily bread. All is a gift from God, from our Heavenly Father. He takes care of all of this. He takes care and gives unto us. And Jesus wants to hear all to bring forth just that, that we would be able to see that our Heavenly Father gives us our daily bread. That we would thank and remember this. That we would not, through our own work or own crafts, would gather or deserve anything, but rather everything comes from our Heavenly Father from above. All is given unto us. That if you do not build on the Heavenly Father's blessings, all that which you do is worthless. That we can ask that God would give unto us, that if He sees fit, we sometimes talk there with our youngs that if there's bread and a knife on the table, a child gives, ask that would you give us this, but the mother does not give the knife to the young child because it might happen something bad, might cut themselves, and the son might ask from the father or parents that give a mopo or give a motorcycle or a four-wheeler. Do not absolutely give to those which are not able to control, because it might be a danger unto them. That we can also see that God would give unto us that which is He sees fit. It's necessary for our life of faith and temporal life, that we would be able to safely trust, freely trust that He gives what we need. And then, here it continues, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Sometimes you might hear from others that somebody might say that I will never forgive this or that person. In that way, they are basically saying that they are being that if we are not able to forgive unto others, then God will not forgive us. And this way we would be leading ourselves to be judged to be sinful. That forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin, trespass against us. That if we do not forgive others, then we will not receive our sins forgiven. It is important for us to remember, to remain humble, that when God's children forgive others, it is also heard in heaven, and it is also forgiven in heaven. And for that reason, we can talk and that God gives us strength in many life situations when we have that God would give us the right heart, that we would always want to preach or forgive others. For that reason, Jesus talks in a parable of the unforgiving servant who received a very large amount of debt forgiven, that's received from the Lord, the debt forgiven. But then when he saw a friend who was in debt to him, a very small amount, he became angry and started to demand that the friend would pay this and put him to jail for that reason. The very small amount would not even forgive that. And here in Jesus' teaching, it said that of this, the Lord said unto this servant, that because you are not able to forgive the small one, then you will not receive yours forgiven. That each of us have at some point fallen into some temptation. Sometimes we have, when we have overcome these temptations, sometimes we have fallen to this. That Jesus does not that these are trials for our faith. That these, our faith is tempted as gold is forged. That it is melted gold is heated and tested so that it's that the gold is purified by this. And in this way, as gold is also purified, our faith is purified. That God tries our faith. Where is this based? Is it based on faith, or is it based on some other? That through the effect of the Holy Spirit in our heart, that the gospel is spoken that would free us from sin, that we can remember and receive and give unto each all sins forgiven today and every day. Yet you, even now, this today, the brother or sister who have been under many temptations, that all these, there may all of all these different temptations, that want to hear God's word there on the radio or through the internet, here listening to this services in Reisjärvi, you are able to receive all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. That even today you can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. It is great joy and a great gift from God that this day we are able to hear of the true and pure word of God through that is spoken and proclaimed here at these services, that is important even this day. It is important that God and his kingdom has been built based on the prophets and apostles, and we have seen it even today. That has been spoken. The gospel And the cornerstone of the kingdom is the Lord Jesus Christ. And as this service's theme is faith. Through faith, we live. The foundation and pillars of this kingdom are faith. Not through the external or through the internal powers. It's not possible to change. Not just as the words of Luther say. God's kingdom will last throughout eternity. All other things will be destroyed, but God's kingdom will remain. That you, which are able to participate in God's kingdom through faith, but through faith you can be a member, that you can now receive the forgiveness of sins through Jesus' name and precious blood. And this gift is given unto us through faith. And this way we are able to remain in God's care. And we are able to be joyful, that we are able to partake, even though we are failing and weak. We are able to partake of the grace fountain. And for that reason, we have come here, that we are able to now believe the gospel on our own behalf. And this way we are able to remain through faith. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And I would also, tempted and weak, would like to receive my sins forgiven. And I would want to, in this way, want to continue journeying in that kingdom and group which blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.